You are listening to The World on Wednesday, your weekly nighttime program on Radio Islam International. This evening we bring to you the live broadcast of the rally at the Bayt al-Nur Hall in Lanesia. Amongst the keynote speakers at the program this evening, Zolanzi Mavavi of Kosatu, Muhammad Salman Rawat of Radio Islam Institute.
But tonight I want to introduce to you a young girl. Her name is Alia, and she is going to say a short poem. It's a poem written by Rafif Ziada, well-known Palestinian poet, and it's called Shades of Anger. Alia.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm going to be reciting a poem, Shades of Anger, by Rafif Ziada. Rafif Ziada is a Palestinian refugee currently living in Canada, and she wrote this poem when she was at a direct action at her university, and these Israeli soldiers came and kicked her in the guts and they said, you deserve to be raped before you have your terrorist children. At the time she didn't know what to say, but she wrote this poem as a response to this young man's reaction to her fighting for her country. And Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, here it goes. اسمحوا لي أن أتكلم بلساني العربي قبل أن يختلوا لغتي أيضا. Allow me to speak my Arab tongue before they occupy my language as well. Allow me to speak my mother tongue before they colonize her memory as well. I am an Arab woman of color, and we come in all shades of anger. All my grandfather ever wanted to do was wake up at dawn and watch my grandmother kneel and pray in a village hidden between Yaffa and Haifa. My mother was born under an olive tree on a soil that they say is no longer mine, but I will cross their barriers, their checkpoints, their damn apartheid walls, and return to my homeland. I am an Arab woman of color, and we come in all shades of anger. And did you hear my sister screaming yesterday as she gave birth at a checkpoint with Israeli soldiers looking between her legs for their next demographic threat? Called her baby girl Janine. And did you hear Aunt Maimuna screaming behind their prison bars as they tear gassed her cell? We are returning to Palestine. I am an Arab woman of color, and we come in all shades of anger. But you tell me this womb inside of me will only bring you your next terrorist? Beard-wearing, gun-waving, towel-head, sand nigger. You tell me I send my children out to die, but those are your copters, your F-16s in our skies. And let's talk about this terrorism business for a second. Wasn't it the CIA that killed Allende and Lumumba? And who trained Osama in the first place? My grandparents didn't run around like clowns with white capes and white hoods on their heads lynching black people. I am an Arab woman of color, and we come in all shades of anger. So who's that brown woman screaming in her demonstration? Sorry, should I not scream? I forgot to be your every Orientalist dream. Genie in a bottle, harem girl, belly dancer, soft-spoken Arab woman. Yes, master. No, master. Thank you for the peanut butter sandwich raining down on us from your F-16s, master. Yes, my liberators are here to save my children and call them collateral damage. I am an Arab woman of color, and we come in all shades of anger. Now let me just tell you, this womb inside of me will only bring you your next rebel. She'll have a rock in one hand and a Palestinian flag in the other. I am an Arab woman of color. I am an Arab woman of color. Beware, beware my anger. Shukran.
Shukran, Alia, for a poem that reflects many of our sentiments here this evening. My name is Zakir Ahmed Mayed. I am indeed honored to share the platform with giants and titans of our community. For example, Mr. Zwelinze Mavavi, the PSA members, Reverend Frank Chikane, Molana Suleiman Dravid. We have in the audience Mr. Ismail Wadi. We have Dudu from the South African Council of Churches, as well as our brothers and sisters from the Tamil Federation. Before I continue, I can't help but look at this wall and remember 4 years ago, as I turned 18, coming here for the same reason. 4 years ago, Israel, the apartheid Zionist terrorist state, opened up the skies and blotched it out with poisonous white phosphorus and made the ground shake with their explosive shells and their bombs that they dropped from their modern F-16s and F-15s. Yet we are here today witnessing a massacre in Gaza, and we have to ask the question, are we as angry as we were back then? Are we as angry as we were when 1,400 Palestinians were slaughtered? And what shocks me, I suppose, is the Israeli propaganda. Nothing has changed. That fool Mark Regev comes on Al Jazeera and he says that they are targeting Hamas, they are targeting Islamic Jihad, they are targeting rockets when the only targets are children. And I think back to a piece that was written by Gideon Levy, a Haaretz correspondent, and he said that God does not show mercy to the children of Gaza's nursery schools, and neither does the Israeli Defense Force. He says that Israeli soldiers and pilots did not go into Gaza intending to kill children, but neither did they not go in not intending to kill children. What we need to know from Gideon Levy's insightful piece is that he says that the public in Israel is indifferent. 91% supported it in 2008, 2009, and we see similar statistics now. But he says, as an Israeli, he says that you can blame it on Hamas, and you can even blame it on the children. You can say that the children are helping Hamas and deserve to lose their lives. But what you can't change is the ludicrous and flawed propaganda that no person in their rational mind would ever buy. And what you can't change is the blood of the Palestinian children on the hands of Israelis. This is not a war. A war is fought between two equal armies. This is a slaughter of a child population. 55% of Gaza's children are being massacred as we sit here this evening. But there's hope, I think. Previously, 4 years ago, it took us a while to mobilize. Tonight, I see this hall packed, and I believe that the freedom and liberation of Palestine is on its way at a rapid pace. From the United States to Cairo, Medan Tahrir, to Kabul and to Cape Town, and to here tonight in Indonesia, there are protests, there are people that are mobilizing, and they are sending out two messages. The first message, and I know that the agents of the Zionist state are intermingling between us, and I hope you carry this message back to your masters in Israel, in Tel Aviv, that you occupy illegally, mind you, that we, the South African people, will not sit back idly as you turn Gaza into a coliseum of bloodletting of innocent children, civilians, women and the elderly. We will not accept it. And the second message that they must carry back to their masters is that we, as free South African people, will never cease in our pursuit of justice, liberation, and freedom of the Palestinian people until every breath has left our body. The message to our government, Nelson Mandela, who we have now on our notes, has said
that our freedom in South Africa can never be complete until we have the liberation of Palestine. Secondly, he also says, never, never, and never again shall this land see the oppression of one by another. We as South Africans have overcome apartheid, and we will not entertain a diplomatic mission from an apartheid state. We will not let you conduct the massacres that you have been conducting in Gaza, so similar to the pictures of Hector Peterson being carried through our streets, never. So let our government expel the Israeli ambassador and recall our mission. But it is without further ado that I hand the platform over to a member of the Jamiat, a radio personality not only famous in South Africa but also internationally, Maulana Suleiman Rawat. I call you to the platform. Shukran.